Are you wondering what you should do with that extra $1,400 you got in stimulus recently? Well, here are five things. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. The federal government recently signed into law a new economic relief package that gave most American families a boost in their wallets. A typical family of four received $5,600. Which is great considering that most Americans didn't have enough in savings to cover a $400 emergency. Whatever you decide to do, be sure to use it wisely. Look at this as an opportunity to get your financial life in order. Here are five things you should consider doing with your stimulus payment. 1. Pay the 65-year-old you. I know, not necessarily the most exciting thing, but certainly one you won't regret down the road. If you haven't already, open up a Roth or traditional IRA and begin saving for your retirement. 2. Save for a rainy day. As I mentioned, most American families were struggling to cover an emergency of even $400. If you fall into this category, here's a golden opportunity to get some cushion between you and that day that you need new tires or your hot water heater breaks. Emergencies will come up. Be prepared by having the funds to cover them and not rely on that credit card. 3. Pay down debt. If you have debt, consider using your stimulus payment for that. I don't know about you, but one of my goals is to have zero payments to a bank. The more of my money that I'm able to keep, the more options I will have to do whatever I want with my money. Pay down or pay off your debt as quickly as you can, and perhaps with an extra $1,400, you may be able to eliminate or place a good dent in it. 4. Invest in yourself. Good quality luxuries cost money, sometimes a lot of it. There are many things in life that typically would be difficult to do because money is tight. If you are in a decent place financially with very little or no debt, a decent emergency fund, and just overall feeling confident with your money, consider investing in something you actually want to do, like joining that gym, signing up for that class, or even taking a trip. While it's important to make sure the boring stuff is covered, the fun stuff should also be an option. Make sure to have fun and enjoy yourself if you're able. 5. Give it away. This may seem like it came out of left field, but hear me out. Every financially successful person I have studied have a few things in common. They all exercise, they all read, and perhaps to your surprise, they are extremely generous with their money. They give away hundreds of thousands, sometimes even millions of dollars. They all say the same thing. Giving to someone in need will do more for you than you'll ever imagine. So, if you're able to, consider donating to a great cause in your community. There are so many things you can do with your stimulus, but these are my favorite. Do you have any additional ideas of what to do with your stimulus that will help our listeners? Email us at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org or look for Triangle on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to listen to our other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal podcast. Take care.